This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast. It is the 8 at 8. We call it the Ocho. Eight stories. Let's go.
One.
All right, let's start with the draft. Draft is tonight. Starts tonight. It's the next 3 days. And we've got you covered here on Sports Radio 610. 6 a.m. Texans All Access, and then 7 o'clock the draft begins.
6 p.m.
Did I say 6 a.m.?
Yeah, that's all right.
I've got 6 a.m. in my head. 6 p.m.
You did that yesterday, too, at 6 a.m. You said 24 hours from today, right
yeah,
now,
I know,
the
I knew,
draft
yeah,
begins.
No, I knew
I wouldn't
I
have corrected
up.
You, except now I'm starting to worry that you might,
dude,
you might have a little
hey,
disconnect.
Man, at least I'm getting the days right.
Yeah.
That's progress for me. But the draft, yeah, the draft starts tonight. The Texans, I would say, Seth, just... The Texans are about as much in the background on this draft as far as like storylines and smoke and conjecture. And I'm totally cool with just sitting back and watching tonight.
Yeah, there's no FOMO right now just because I feel like we've been blessed with a lot more interesting Texans content in the year 2024 already than maybe we had for the entirety of 2021
since the season ended.
Like actual exciting stuff. Well, yeah, just even... Even Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud winning Rookie of the Year, and then all of the different interviews and everything that came out of that. Yeah. Not to mention kind of getting the good news about Tank Dell being back and fine, all of that.
Yeah, man.
Stephon Diggs. There's been a lot of activity.
Dude.
Like a lot of positive activity.
Well, so. Even like Andre Johnson going to the Hall of Fame. Like the Texans are that blackjack player sitting at the table right now, and it's all like face cards and aces coming out. Like it's been a great offseason.
There is a little bit though of I'm a little bit jealous of the people that get to sit around and get a brand new shiny acquisition tonight.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit.
I don't need it to be number one overall.
No,
I'm
no.
not that jealous.
No. Yeah. Okay. So odds Nick Caserio trades into the first round.
I think because Caserio himself initiated the trade out of the first round. And because, you know, we've heard so many times from him about how they feel about trading into bands of players and everything like that, I think that maybe he really would prefer to be a little higher in the second round, or maybe he'd prefer to trade back, but I think that's something that starts to happen right now. He's happier being where he is right now than he would be at number 23 overall.
Yeah, I'll put the over-under at where the Texans make their first pick tonight. At 37.5.
So he's going to move up a little bit.
I think he's going to move up a little bit.
Does he have to? So for that, he wouldn't have to use the other second round pick.
No, not at all. Right? In fact, I did a post on the Houston Press that listed all the day two trades he made through these first 3 years. And typically, like the most expensive one was, I think, the one to move up to get Nico. He went from, it might have been Mechie. He moved up from 68 to 44 to get Mechie. Cost like a fourth and a fifth or something like that. So, you know, if you're moving up just three or four spots in the high part of the second round, I'd guess maybe it would cost him like a fourth and a sixth or something. So nothing too pricey.
That'd be fun because I'm married to two second round picks now. I really do want to. I'll only be disappointed if they don't have two second round picks.
I am too. So everything gets going tonight for the NFL draft. You can hear it all weekend long right here on Sports Radio 610.
two.
Speaking of the draft, did J.J. McCarthy spill the beans with Rich Eisen, or did he damage the possibility of him landing in a spot that he seems really excited about? J.J. McCarthy, he's one of the real wild cards in this draft, Seth, the quarterback out of Michigan, because it's felt like all along Caleb Williams is number one. Jaden Daniels has really worked his way into being number two. I think he's going to go to the Commanders at two. Drake May has largely been thought to be the third best quarterback in this draft. I think just how close he is to Daniels and Williams has come up for a lot of debate over the last couple of weeks. And then there's J.J. McCarthy, who, you know, went from, hey, maybe a second-round pick to, hey, maybe a first-round pick later in the first round, to where all of a sudden there's all this smoke about J.J. McCarthy might get picked ahead of Drake May. Who the hell knows? J.J. McCarthy was on the Rich Eisen show, and Rich Eisen asked him, where do you think you're going?
So where are you going? Any idea?
I mean, I have somewhat of an idea. New York Giants, I've spent the most time with. You know, they're a phenomenal staff. Love Coach Dable. Love, you know, Mr. Shane. Love Coach Tierney. Coach Kafka, Chicago guy. Just being able to go in there, pretty much know, like, most of the install, because he came, Coach Dable came from Alabama, and Coach Gaddis came to Michigan from Alabama. So it's similar formations, motions, plays, all that stuff. So being able to get that install in has been great. You know, I met with them twice. It's been amazing.
Did you happen to listen to the whole interview?
No, I just, that clip wound up on my Twitter timeline this morning.
Yeah, the only thing I would wonder about is whether he was just kind of throwing it out there as one of the teams that he felt like maybe in his mind there were three teams he was going to talk about, and that was just the one that he landed on. I do feel like I almost feel like if I were the Giants and I'm trying to figure out with quarterbacks, you really try to figure out what kind of a dude is this guy, like what kind of a personality, all of those other things. The fact that I might be considering this guy to replace Daniel Jones because I really don't like Daniel Jones, and yet this guy is saying a lot of stuff that's going to affect how Daniel Jones feels about us if we don't end up drafting J.J. McCarthy. It annoys me a little bit. It would annoy me a little bit. Like, dude, read the room and understand like what you're talking about here. There's another human being with a job right now who's way overpaid, but still. And I also then I wonder if anybody else is mocking him to the Giants. All right, are the Giants paying for the sin of a previous GM? Where sometimes you think, oh yeah, the Giants, they'll take the boring white guy. That's what they do. Like, well, no, that was a different GM. You know, that's not necessarily, this is not the same GM that drafted Daniel Jones.
That clip.
And overdrafted Daniel Jones.
Yeah, ironically, in the same draft slot, they're in this draft, which is sixth overall.
Drafted him way ahead of where most people thought that he was going to fall.
Yeah, yeah. That clip in a vacuum gets dumber each time I hear it. Like, what are you doing, J.J. McCarthy? Like, just, if I were a Giants front office guy, I'd be like, what the hell?
Three.
The Cubs beat the Astros last night, 4-3, the final score. The Cubs score four in the first inning off Spencer Arrighetti. And then Spencer Arrighetti did what he did in his last outing, which is, he had one really bad inning, and then the other three innings were pretty good. He struck out seven guys, didn't allow any more runs. Problem is you give up four, and you play for a team that can't hit with men on base right now.
Yeah.
So they built a 4-0 lead, and they were able to kind of ride that ship into the shore yesterday.
The best thing the Astros have done with runners in scoring position in the year 2024 was when Yiner Diaz, of all people, he who is worst at hitting with runners in scoring position, he had an RBI double two nights ago that ended up breaking Cody Bellinger's ribs.
Well, good job, Yiner.
That was pretty nice. You were at the uniform unveiling.
I was, yeah.
So you didn't get to see Cody Bellinger and the issues he was having with the wall two nights ago.
Yeah.
It was bad. I mean, it was between the wind and the lights and everything else like that.
And the brick.
Yeah, the brick was the big thing. Yeah, the brick was the most critical factor.
Right, the blunt force trauma.
I wonder if Cody, who kind of all perpetually walks through life seeming like he's, maybe affected? Like he's just, he's not quite sober. Maybe he just felt like, oh, look at those big billowy bushes of ivy. That's going to run right in. It's going to feel like,
That'll cushion me. Yeah.
So his ribs are broken, but that's about the only good thing that's come out of the last two nights.
Yes.
And Sean Dubin. I'd say Sean Dubin.
There you go. Awesome.
Which feels so much. This is where, so everybody.
Yeah.
We've gone from, hey, it hasn't been this bad since 2014. We're officially back into, we haven't had a record this bad since 2013.
Right.
The absolute nadir of everything.
Right.
But also an era in which you might see some guy named Sean Dubin pitch two and a third good innings and be like, hey, yeah, maybe we got something.
That's
here.
My thing. Yeah. It's the worst record since 2013. We can't start acting like it's 2013, though.
Maybe this guy's got it.
I'm not here for the little victories. I'm here for actual victories. You know what I mean? Like, oh, there's a little win. Ryan Presley went 1-2-3 in the ninth inning or the eighth inning last night.
Hey, look at that. Yeah, Ryan Presley had a good game. That's an attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, Spencer Arrigay. Hey, don't ignore the four runs he let up.
Right.
Let's just talk about the strikeouts.
The post-game show, they're talking about on TV, they're talking about, and I don't like, you do what you do. These post-game shows for the Astros on TV are long, especially after a loss like that last night. And I don't feel like Brian Bogusevich is like pointing out the good things Spencer Arrigetti did.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming him. I'm just not here for it. That's all. You know?
Yeah, I'm not here for the 2014 feel good, like, hey, this guy's got the tools
type of thing.
Four.
Guess who Ezekiel Elliott is talking to once again? Guess who might be back on good terms?
The Dallas Cowboys?
The Dallas Cowboys Ezekiel Elliott. This according to Ian Rappaport. Tweeted it yesterday. Reunion? Question mark? The Cowboys met with old friend and former Pro Bowl running back Zeke Elliott and agent Rocky Arsenault. What a badass agent name that is. About a potential return to Dallas, according to Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero. The former NFL rushing champ and his old team don't have a deal just yet, but they are in talks. If I were a Cowboy fan, and the Cowboys who've done nothing this year in the offseason, like, they've done nothing to secure their own house with extensions for guys. They've done nothing to make their roster better.
Yeah.
And you have an owner who's saying he's all in. The first move is to bring back the running back you let go because he's washed up.
Who hasn't averaged 4 yards a carry since 2021.
Yeah, I wonder how they're talking about this in Dallas today.
You know what's funny is Ezekiel Elliott, like, the few times that I checked in on the Patriots last year, or just even read or heard things talk about, people were pleasantly surprised with Ezekiel Elliott. Like, he's doing all the right things, this, whatever. You know, yeah, sure, he's not going to make a Pro Bowl. So I didn't really think too hard about it. And then you look down and you realize, like, oh, yeah, he ran for 642 yards at 3.5 yards per carry. Oh, okay.
Wasn't that great?
That's a classic. Is this the 2013 Astros now, too?
Yes.
Right? That's a bit. Yeah.
A classic.
The Patriots last year
were the 2013.
That's what the damn 2024 Astros are doing. They're turning into the Patriots of the last couple years.
This segment's getting worse and worse for the Astros, ironically, talking about Ezekiel Elliott. It's happening right now.
Who's the equivalent on the current Astros? If Ezekiel Elliott goes back to the Cowboys, Verlander better get his ass in gear. Like, he had a good first showing, but like, I don't need
an Astro
5.6 ERA Verlander.
Up next is Verlander, Ezekiel Elliott. Wow.
Five.
A couple contracts handed out in Detroit that I think have a ripple effect on the Houston Texans. Amon-Ra St. Brown, their number one wide receiver, got 4 years, $120 million, $77 million guaranteed. Worth mentioning, he was drafted in the same draft as Nico Collins. Nico was a third-round pick. St. Brown was a fourth-round pick. And this is a whole lot more money than I think people thought he was going to get. If we're just doing average annual value, Amon-Ra St. Brown is in Tyreek Hill country now.
Yeah.
He's in Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams territory now.
Does he have 10 kids?
30 million. Amon-Ra St. I don't know if he's old enough to have 10 kids yet. You know, like, Tyreek's had a few more years to get the work in.
So Tyreek has 10 kids?
He may have revealed that in a podcast interview he did, kind of alluded to it, I guess.
Oh, really?
I don't think he announced to the world. Like, I'd like to announce something. I have 10 kids.
It gives me such a stomach ache, man.
Just thinking about it, yeah.
And it's with a few different women, so it's just, I get such a stomach ache thinking about that.
Yeah, well, let's think about Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Safe sex.
Yeah, please. No kidding.
And the safest is abstinence, okay?
Yes,
go play your video games.
That's it.
Don't knock up women 10 times.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, ripple effect on Nico Collins. Pene Sewell, Lions, tackle, signs 4 years, $112 million yesterday. Laremy Tunsil's already tweeted twice about it since the contract got signed. $28 million a year.
He just got a new deal. When was his new deal? Was it less than a year ago?
It was, no, because Titus was a year ago.
Oh, okay.
It was last offseason.
Yeah, this is the second deal he's done with Nick. You may be right.
This may be under a year ago. Yeah. Well, the good news is, okay.
Don't test me on my pocketbook washing, wallet watching. It was March 19th, 2023.
Okay.
So it was a little over a year ago.
A little over a year.
3 years, $75 million extension that includes $50 million in fully guaranteed money.
Yeah. Maybe you jumped the gun. Maybe you should have been doing one-year prove-it deals, Laremy Tunsil. You'd have $28 million now instead of $25 million.
I would. If I'm Nick Caserio, I'm not reading into this. It's not even a cryptic tweet. It's just Laremy Tunsil just saying, like, oh, wow, good for him. But, you know, I'm just, I can, this is what you want. Actually, if you're Nick, like, Nick... Nick treats his football players like strippers. He wants to pay them in cash so that they're eager to go get more. So
I hope he's listening right now.
He's sticking $1 million checks in their jock straps. Go make daddy some money. And but he wants these short-term contracts because he understands human psychology.
Yeah.
That carrot, the closer that carrot is to your face, the harder you're going to work for
Absolutely.
It. Absolutely. And that's what a lot of NFL teams are coming around to. They're like, sure, dude, we'll give you a bunch of guaranteed money because we know that you know that the cap is going up. We know the cap's going up, and yeah, if you produce like hell for the next 2 years, we'll gladly give you another 2 or 3 year deal.
Laramie, if I had to predict, Laramie's going to get at least one more contract from the Texans.
Yeah,
he'll be what, 31, something like that, 32 when this one's up, or 31 or so when this one is now up for like, okay, you got a year left, let's get you locked in,
yeah,
and do an extension. He's going to make $30 million a year someday. Laramie will, for sure.
Six.
Okay, let's hit these quick. Trey Hendrickson wants out of Cincinnati.
What?
Yeah.
No way. Why?
He's got $15 million coming to him this year, but he wants more long-term security. Got 1 year left on his deal that he signed back when he was a free agent.
Does he want out of Cincinnati, or he wants a new contract?
I think he wants a new contract, and they're not willing to give it to him.
Right.
So he said, well, I want up and out of here.
They paid Joe Burrow that money.
They did.
And they got a T. Higgins situation.
Who also wants a trade.
Yeah.
And they've got Jamar Chase they've got to take care of now, too.
They got a lot of that Super Bowl window clamps up real quick if you don't take care of this stuff.
And again, the team that the Texans most often get compared to this year are the 2021 Bengals.
Yeah.
And I think this is an indicator, if you're a Texan fan, this is an indicator, you know what, enjoy the now. Because 2 or 3 years from now, the Texans will be dealing with similar issues.
Look at what happened right now with the Texans. It's almost perfect symmetry, is that the Texans have this rookie QB window, and what are they doing? They got Joe Mixon from a team that's no longer in its rookie contract QB window.
Keep going.
They got Stephon Diggs from the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
Bills are no longer in their rookie quarterback contract window. The Vikings are a whole different scenario, and that wasn't a trade anyway. But still,
they've had cap issues too.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. They
splurged on Grenard and Blake Cashman, and that kind of, you know, clogged things up for bringing Danielle Hunter back.
That's why you appreciate the fact that the Chiefs have been able to do what you hope, which is that your young quarterback, yes, when he's young and he's got a Travis Kelce and a Tyreek Hill, not to mention some of those other receivers,
Oh, yeah. You
know, that looked even better with Tyreek Hill, but still,
yep.
That sometime in those first 3 years, he's got to turn into a guy that can make everybody else around
raise
him.
The
you're not
level.
Gonna have a Tyreek Hill, yeah. You're gonna have an aging Travis Kelce. So that's what the Texans are banking on. Like, we've got this 3 year window where, sure, you can call it that Super Bowl window or whatever you it's like but CJ's gotta get so good by the end of 3 years that you can do more with less.
Yep.
Seven.
Some 5th year options yesterday announced. Jamar Chase, speaking of, the Bengals exercise his 5th year option. Micah Parsons, his 5th year option exercised by the Cowboys. Give me a number 8 here, Ben.
Eight.
The interesting one was Justin Fields. No 5th year option from the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know. I was told that was the biggest steal of the century that the Steelers made.
Yeah, they were the smartest people on earth.
They were playing chess while everybody else is playing checkers. But I guess this guy they traded for, not good enough to exercise a 5th year option on, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh.
Or is that hardcore negotiating by Fields and they're like, I'm going to be, I don't know.
It's the Steelers' choice. They said, we're not giving you the 5th year option. They said, no.
Right, well, okay, technically it's his choice, but what have we learned in the last few years? Players have a lot more leverage than just... They can threaten to raise a stink about stuff. Like, he might not have wanted to have
that
5th-year
option. I see what you're saying. Yeah. I got you.
Kind of like Stephon Diggs, you know, like, yeah.
Mulligan is his agent, Justin Fields, I believe. Yeah, maybe so. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a draft day Thursday. All right, speaking of the draft, as we're watching it tonight here in Houston, I think there are things to root for here. Like guys sliding down the board. Who's our list? What is our power ranking here of guys that we are hoping kind of start to slide into range for Nick Caserio? We'll give you some names to watch tonight coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so if we're watching tonight's draft through a Texans fan lens, there's no pick that the Texans have tonight yet. If you're rooting for the Texans to pick tonight, for Nick Caserio to trade up into the first round, or maybe you're rooting for certain players to fall to the Texans at 42 tomorrow, or in that range, I set the over-under at where I think the Texans will eventually pick at pick 37.5. You know, so right around, if you're betting on this and you think, I think they'll pick before 37.5, 37 or before, you'd take the under. So as you're watching this tonight, Seth, are there specific guys or position groups that each time Goodell walked up to the podium are going, okay, please don't be this guy, please don't be this guy?
Yeah, I don't know about, specific guys as much as the cornerback position in general.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking at, like Quinyon Mitchell, he's probably going to go in the mid-rounds or so. Cooper DeJean.
Middle of the first round.
Middle of the first round, yeah, right. Like, Cooper DeJean might be one guy that, I know, see, now we're at the point, too, where, because Cooper DeJean would be, the first white cornerback drafted in the first round since 1969 or something absurd.
Groundbreaker.
This is what's happening now, is that some people wonder whether he's actually should be better a safety. As soon as you utter that, you're labeled as somebody that's totally basing it on race and nothing else. And yet, I just encourage you to go watch Cooper DeJean and not wonder if maybe he might better be a safety.
He's not super fluid,
right? He
doesn't
have fluid hips. Yeah. Like when it comes to me imagining him flipping his hips and everything, I just don't know. But that could be the versatile type of player that maybe some of the evaluators don't feel as high about him as the mock drafters think they do. He might be a guy, because the Texans right now could use both cornerbacks and safeties, mm-hmm. or guys that can play both. And Cooper DeJean might be that guy. But, you go to Nate Wiggins or Kool-Aid McKinstry or any of those cornerbacks that are projected mid to late first round, I'll be really intrigued if any of them starts to slide.
Because
I'd be all about the Texans taking a cornerback with that first pick they have in the second round.
I think the two dreams that died with the pick or with the trade down to 42, the two dreams that Texan fans had, and I know one that I had. I think the dream of a possible Brock Bowers slipping to within range of 23 and getting him. There's a lot of talent evaluators that feel like he's the best player in this draft. He won't go first because of the position. He might not even go 10th because of the position that he plays. He's a tight end, but he is a really good football player. That dream died, and the Byron Murphy dream probably died with that trade, but it seems to be dying now because Byron Murphy is climbing up the board, according to people.
Yeah, which, again, who knows? Take it with a grain of salt. The whole thing, I like Byron Murphy a lot. I think the problem with a lot of these defensive tackles is, and this is where I fall in, there are a lot of guys who really, honestly, are Byron Murphy or imitations of Byron Murphy. Johnny Newton is the next guy on the board who's I don't want to say he's undersized, but not ideal defensive tackle size. But I don't know if they're athletic enough to be 295 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these guys are listed at 301 because they drank a bunch of Gatorade at the combine, but they're 295 mm-hmm. or they're 290. So there's those guys that I'm not sure they're athletic enough to overcome their size issues, But then there are a couple of bigger guys in Gabe Hall and Mason Smith who I think are big enough to overcome their athletic issues. Like, I wonder if both D'Amico and Nick look at those big guys and think, well, you know, the classic, you can't coach size. I don't like these guys in the with the first pick in the second round, but maybe later in the second round.
Yeah.
So they might just wait and bide their time. And if they were to take a cornerback and a defensive tackle, I think that they would probably take cornerback at number 42, and then they would take a defensive tackle
at 59, they would move up within those little ranges for those positions right there. Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see that. If they're still sitting at 42, is there a feasible wide receiver that would be sitting there? Let's pretend there are a couple defensive tackles on the board.
Yeah.
Is there a wide receiver that's kind of that we've been seeing in that range that if they're sitting there at 42, you'd get psyched about them taking instead of addressing the defensive side of the ball?
There's two guys from Texas that I'm sure a lot of UT people are amped up about, and understandably so, with Xavier Worthy and Adonai Mitchell, who are both like late first round types. And then Ladd McConkey.
That's the one for me.
I know. And especially because I think that like Ladd McConkey is, you know, not to classify him as a slot receiver or anything, but he can play all over. And just like Tank Dell can play all over, and he's not, Tank Dell doesn't take most of his snaps in the slot whatsoever. I think there's I'm short-sighted, Sean. I'm the child here. Like, Nick Caserio has to do the adult thing and think about the next few years. I've grown, ever since they got Stephon Diggs, I just don't have it in me to really want a wide receiver. I just don't want one right now. This is the year where you draft a wide receiver in the third or fourth round, and maybe hopefully he turns into something. I also don't know how much maybe they're still banking on the upside of John Metchie. I still need to see. John Metchie is still only 2 years removed from his ACL and 1 year removed from being cleared from cancer treatment.
Right, right.
You know, like, let's remember, he was cleared from cancer treatment in the spring of last year, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So I don't think we've seen the best version of John Metchie yet. And I think they probably feel the same way. They want to wait and see exactly what he's like this year.
Well, and CJ has given Metchie glowing reports on their workouts out in California. I'm just throwing it in there as a point of information in all this that he volunteered it multiple times how good Metchie looks. So
yeah, he probably loves Metchie.
Yeah,
but he also just, well, this is kind of like the whole Gary Kubiak conundrum, which is, I think that sometimes when your head coach is a quarterback's guy and a quarterback's coach, it can be hard to remove yourself enough from the situation.
Yeah.
You know, was he a little too in love, or at least did he believe in Matt Schaub? It's important for your quarterback's coach and your offensive coordinator to believe in your quarterback, but it makes it tough to make those hard decisions sometimes. So like CJ's going to, like, he's going to believe in his receivers.
Of course.
He's a good leader, and he's going to do everything he can. But ultimately, that's why you've got a GM and a head coach to make those hard decisions.
To make the rational decisions.
Yeah, but up to CJ, they'd keep every single one of them.
Yeah, probably. right. So wide receiver at 42. I do like this about where the Texans sit also, with two picks in the second round, and why I'm not totally hyped up for them to move into the first round is I like that one day in between the first and the second round. You know, back in the day, I think day one was rounds 1, 2, and 3, and then day two was rounds 4 through 7, I think is how it went, or maybe it was 1 and 2, but it was a 2-day draft over a Saturday and Sunday.
Back in the day, it was 1 through 3 on the first day.
It was 1 through 3?
4 through 7, yeah.
Yeah, so
I got drafted in the fourth round. And okay. I was sitting there, I had a bunch of teams thinking about taking me with the last pick in the third round, and then I had to sit through the whole third round and then sit around all morning. And then
So the second round is the new fourth round, so to speak. You know, you got a day. They made their first 32 picks. The league did, and now you got a day. And I kind of like Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans kind of having a day to survey things, work on some deals, really get a feel for how they think things are going to fall, you know, as opposed to, I'm not saying they'd make a bad decision, but as opposed to having 10 minutes to make a decision on moving up to 29 or something
like that. Yeah. And you can, you get a feel too for, because all the dynamics of some of those teams in the first round, after they get who they want, or perhaps maybe after they maneuver, they have to reset exactly how they're going about it. So the whole, the possible trades and everything, or who you might call, changes a lot based on whatever happens. I always wonder, these guys, like, you got to force yourself to get good sleep, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot going on to
talking
also
about the
be
executives.
Sure. Yeah,
the Knicks,
like,
the
you
got
to try to really force yourself to get at least 6 hours of sleep so you're sharp enough to make good decisions.
You have
day.
To force yourself to do it, but at the same time, act like you have not slept in 3 weeks.
Yeah, right, right. It's a matter of bragging.
Tell
time.
People how hard your job is. And Nick doesn't do that, but there's others who have done that before.
That's where I would be a horrible general in the Army. I'd be operating on fumes all day long, making really rash and bad decisions.
Right.
That's why they turned me down, which I applied to be a...
You did?
Yeah.
That's why they
That's
turned
why they
down.
Didn't let me into West Point. That was the first question they asked. Like, how do you do without sleep? I'm like, oh!
You just started yelling at them. Yeah. I haven't had any sleep since I had to drive to this place yesterday. Text message, move the hell on from Tunsil and Howard. We have a solid young nucleus in the middle. Start drafting their replacements, highest paid O-line, and still can't run. Where are you on that? What do you think of it?
I don't understand. Where's the solid nucleus in the center?
You got Juice Scruggs, who we don't know really
what
he is.
We don't have a clue
yet.
Whether he's actually... I'm optimistic about him, but no, you don't.
Yeah.
And you've got a good right guard, but he's not young. And you have a complete blank space at left guard.
Yeah.
100%. Now, yeah, the tackles are fine. The tackles are absolutely fine. I don't know. I don't understand moving on from them or why you would. I've seen a lot of people. I've got one guy that emails me constantly telling me, it's weird. I can't get it through his head that I'm actually okay with Tytus Howard at right tackle. Because he keeps arguing with me about sunk costs. He's like, well, it's a sunk cost. You got to move on. I'm like, no, I'm genuinely okay with Tytus Howard at right tackle.
Yeah.
And
he was left guard all last year.
I know. I don't. Yeah. I don't get it. I don't understand.
He has yet to take a snap at right tackle on his new contract.
Right.
Because it was an extension off of his old one. So,
he's a good tackle. He's an awful guard. That's just the way it is. I think sometimes people don't want to accept that. They are different positions. It's not as simple as. And because offensive tackle, it's harder to find a good offensive tackle. They assume that, oh, then you must be a good guard because you're that athletic. That's like saying that a good rush defensive end is a good nose tackle.
Right.
Like,
right.
Yeah, it's a lot harder to find the good rush end, but you don't want Will Anderson playing nose tackle.
No,
I can guarantee you that. Yeah.
No. He'd try really hard at it, though.
He would
try super hard.
He'd be like holding people on the ground on it. He'd be on his back holding him down like an MMA match. He'd create a lot of piles.
He would.
What he would do.
Create a lot of piles and then tell everybody in that pile how awesome they are as human beings.
Yeah.
Speaking of Will Anderson, we'll get to Will in the next segment, reliving how important this day last year was to this team. I think when you go back and listen to the picks and you go back and listen to the phone calls, man, it really hits home just how crazy good last year wound up for the Houston Texans. Get someone saying Patterson and Green as the young nucleus on the interior. Again, Kenyon Green has yet to play a good game yet in the NFL, and Jarrett Patterson was injured after 9 games at center.
Yeah, if Kenyon Green is your nucleus, like I don't know what kind of cell structure we're working with here. Like, this is, I don't feel good about that nucleus. I feel
worst,
like there's some
mitochondria ever. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a...
I can't remember a single thing about cell anatomy.
Mitochondria.
Good
that's
job
a,
with your mitochondria.
Yeah, thank you. That's, I've emptied the chamber. That's
organelles.
That's all I've got, man. That's all I've got. All right, let's relive it last year. Draft night, night one. Where were you? I think that, as a Texan fan, these were where were you moments for this team, given where they are now. The selection of CJ, the selection of Will. I've even got a bonus Tank Dell in here for you as well. That's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
So a year ago at this time, we were getting pretty amped up. Texans had picks 2 and 12.
Amped up, but also terrified.
Yeah.
A lot of rumor and scuttlebutt that the Texans wouldn't take a quarterback. You know, Mel Kiper's final mock draft had the Texans taking Will Anderson at number 2.
Yep.
And then the Titans traded up to take C.J. Stroud.
In his mock draft.
Thanks for reminding me that. It
well, I was
reality,
like, yeah. I just heard that in a vacuum. I'm like, they what?
Yeah, is that? But yeah, if the Titans had C.J. Stroud, I don't know. Maybe Mike Vrabel still has his job this
year. Yeah, seriously, maybe he does. Didn't happen that way. They've got Will Levis, and Mike Vrabel is fired. So let's relive it. We didn't know, and honestly, and C.J. says like he didn't know he was going to go to the Texans. We didn't know. When I kind of got the inkling it was going down was when I got a push notification from one of those gambling sites saying that the odds on C.J. Stroud getting drafted with the second overall pick have gone to minus 6,000.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So
you were on it.
Well, I didn't bet it or anything
right.
That. But I looked down at my phone and I said, all these people that are worried about this right now, I didn't want to spoil it.
How long before the draft was that?
It was while the Texans were on the clock.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in the draft. Yeah. So they were minus 6,000 to draft C.J. Stroud.
I remember that there was a really stark shift in the odds. I didn't realize it was that close to the actual pick.
Yeah, it was minus 6,000. For those who don't know, that means you got to risk $6,000 to win 100. So it's a prohibitive.
With interest rates what they are these days, that is a stupid bet. That's a really dumb bet.
Yeah, don't do
it. If you can make that money, if you can make the money just by sticking it in a money market account, don't make the bet. Okay?
Especially because you won't lose the whole money market account. You'll lose the whole $6,000 if you lose the bet. So here's what it sounded like. C.J. Stroud getting picked by the Houston Texans.
With the second pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select C.J. Stroud, quarterback, Ohio State.
What's up, Nick?
What's happening, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm feeling a lot better now.
Welcome to Texas, bud.
Yes, sir.
Excited to have
you. Thank you.
No, I look forward to working with you. D'Amico's going to get on the phone here in a little bit. He'll visit with you here, and then we'll catch up with you after. But congratulations. You've earned this opportunity, and you know, we can't wait to get started with you.
Thank you for the opportunity, man. I promise I won't let you down. I'm going to work my tail off.
You got it.
CJ, what's up, my man?
What's up, Coach?
Hey, man. Hey, we're all fired up, man. Excited, right? Can't wait to get to work with you, man. You ready to go? Ready to compete?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Just like we talked about, man. That's all I'm about. Yes, sir. I appreciate the opportunity.
You know it, man. Let's go do work.
CJ.
How you doing?
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you for trusting in me.
Well, you worked hard to earn this, and so we look forward to getting you here and seeing your hard work all pay off here as a Texan.
Yes, sir. Yeah, most definitely. I promise to work hard.
I was relieved more than anything else when they drafted C.J. Stroud.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They drafted a quarterback.
They drafted a quarterback.
It wasn't even as much about C.J. Stroud himself as it was like, oh, thank God they drafted a quarterback.
Yeah.
Who knew what we were
And I talked myself into C.J. Stroud at that point, too. I was a Bryce
Young guy. 100%. Well, you know what happened was when it looked more and more apparent that if the Texans took a quarterback, it was going to be C.J. Stroud, you start learning more about it. And some of the preconceptions I had about Stroud, just even by watching, when I started watching more interviews with him, it was different than like kind of the image I'd had from him just
me
at
too.
Ohio State, where a lot of times all you saw were kind of just, you know, blank-faced press clippings from a disappointing loss or whatever at Ohio State.
Yeah.
The more you dug into it, there was a lot to fall in love with. I will say, I hadn't thought of this until maybe this is like the 48th time I've heard that clip. Casario did call him Bud.
Yeah.
Which,
be careful with that,
I've
learned.
Well, that's what I've learned. I never knew until like Ryan Rocket, our old producer.
No chance Casario.
When he was working with us, I'd be like, hey, thanks, buddy. Okay, bud. All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Ryan Rock.
Disparaging.
In some
term.
Communities, yeah. it's not a loving term necessarily.
Right.
Because both Figgy and Rocket, we've had conversations about this.
Yeah.
When they first started to get to know me, they're like, what the hell's up with this guy calling me buddy
all
the
time? Do you still use it?
Sometimes I slip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Using the B word, eh?
Yeah. Just out there, right out there with it.
Right.
It's probably, yeah. You know what? It's probably going to be something that like 30 years from now, it will look really bad. Or like, here's clips of Senate nominee Seth Payne.
Right. If our show gets ripped off the air, it's going to be because you and I use an inappropriate buddy at some point.
Seth Payne trying to run for president. Turns out he was a prolific use of the B word back in the day.
That's right.
Yeah.
We got the audio to prove it.
Good job, CJ, not calling Nick on it.
Yeah, like, that would be a
bud. What's this bud talk?
Trade time.
Yeah.
So they draft CJ, and then they move up, the Texans do, from 12 to 3. And that had the draft party buzzing. That had all the people on TV buzzing. Like they will be hard-pressed to replicate tonight a moment like they had last night or last year with CJ Stroud and Will Anderson getting drafted back-to-back.
The Arizona Cardinals have traded the third pick to the Houston Texans. With the third pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Will Anderson Jr., linebacker, Alabama.
What's up?
How we doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Congratulations, Nick Caserio.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
You got it, brother. Happy to have you. We're so excited to have you here. Can't wait for you to get here.
Thank
so,
you.
D'Amico's right here. I'm going to put him on the phone, all right?
All right.
All right, thanks. Yep.
Let's go, my man. Let's go.
Peace out, bye.
For life, baby. Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Hey, man.
Let's
happy for you, man. Happy for you, brother. Happy for
Thank you.
This is an exciting you. Time, man. Can't wait to get to work with you.
I can't wait to work. Thank you for the opportunity, Coach.
No
Thank
doubt.
You.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it, sir.
Our guys really believe in you. Can't wait to get you here.
Thank you. I can't wait to get there.
All right. So, Will Anderson.
That peace of mind thing is an Alabama thing.
It
of
is?
Some sort. Yeah. Okay. I think that's what he's saying. Peace of mind.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
But it's some kind of Alabama thing. It's a... Alabama's a little bit like Texas A&M, not quite as culty, but there's a little bit of cultiness to
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
I don't think their cultiness came along until they got really good at football.
Right.
I don't think it's as cult based as Aggies.
As
they're like, Aggies are like, well, football or no football.
Will Anderson to the Texans. There, you heard him. You heard his family screaming in the background. That was really cool. And then that we were done for the night after that. Like, all right, I can go drink now. Who are the Texans? Pick 2 and 3. I don't have to wait around for 12 and be coherent on a video or anything like that.
Yeah.
Let's go celebrate with all these Texan fans. And it was fun. It was a really, really fun night. I think the draft party on Friday is going to be really, really fun because you're operating from a position of being a good football team. You know, rooting,
right,
in the case
right.
of fans,
yeah.
rooting for a good football team. It'll be almost... The draft will be the integral thing there that people are watching, but it's almost like another celebration of the team here in the offseason.
Well, and they, you know, 2 years ago, the Texans for the 2022 draft, that was when they first did the Miller Outdoor Theater.
Yeah.
And it went pretty well. I mean,
it was
a good response for the people that came out and got excited about it. But what they did was that they had the previous year's draft picks come out and sign autographs, which at that point was, you know, it was Roy Lopez, it was Davis Mills, it was a lot of guys that, you know, people were happy to see them and everything. But it's different than I don't know if they'll have current players out there doing autographs on Friday
Good
night
question.
Or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
But there's a better crop from which to choose.
There are,
you know, like in terms of excitability.
And yet I'm like, I don't know if they need to this year.
Right.
You know, like it's. Yeah. I think a lot of people are going to show up. It's a Friday night, not a Thursday night.
It's a Friday night, and there will be refreshments.
There'll be
refreshments and food trucks.
Can't wait.
Probably a bunch of food. That was hard doing that pre-playoff game show that we did. It was hard because remember, there were a bunch of food trucks.
Ooh, were there ever?
And our boss offered to go get us some food,
yeah,
and then he disappeared for 90 minutes.
Disappeared for like an hour and a half.
So I'm smelling the food trucks, and our boss is gone with my money.
Yeah.
And no, actually, yeah, I think he took it. Hey, thanks, Parker. I think you paid for that now that I think of it. Yeah.
You still took too long.
Yeah, you still took.
All right, hey, one more
Beggars
bonus.
Beggars can't be choosers. And
I promised a bonus one here. This is Tank Dell getting drafted and D'Amico calling Tank Dell. The drafter right here, the announcer of the pick is Ryan Trahan, who's a YouTuber, vlogger, has a bunch of businesses. He's from Eagle Lake, Texas, so presumably a Texans fan. Here you go.
The Los Angeles Rams have traded the 69th pick to the Houston Texans. With the 69th pick, in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Nathaniel Dell, wide receiver out of Houston.
Tank, what's up, my man?
It's on, coach. I promise you it's on.
No doubt, man. I know it's on, man. Get to stay in H-Town, baby.
Yes, sir. I love it. I love y'all. Man. Thank y'all.
For sure, man. We're fired up for you. Happy to have you.
It's on.
He said he was going to run down to the stadium, right? He ended up doing that. I don't know if he did that. Has anybody ever asked him, did he like Google Map it or anything to see exactly?
I don't know.
Hit the pedestrian route and yeah.
Did you, I was thrown off. I knew his real first name is Nathaniel, not Tank.
Except when you hear it, you never hear it that way. Yeah.
Well, throughout the whole draft process, I'm referring to him as is everybody else, as Tank Dell.
Right,
it's Tank
right.
Dell. Tank, yeah. Tank Dell at U of H, Tank Dell, Tank Dell. You know his first name, but then when they draft him and they go, Nathaniel Dell, and I'm like, who?
That guy, the guy who wrote Last of the Mohicans? What the hell?
Right. He drafted an author. So that was fun, man. I can't relive this stuff enough from last year in the draft, considering how the season played out. And they got a lot more work to do, obviously. They aspire to be greater than losing in the divisional round of the playoffs. But, man, things sure are feeling great around here. All right, heading into the 9 o'clock hour. We just played draft night for the Houston Texans. I would imagine in Carolina that they were pretty festive last year for draft night. There's a piece in The Athletic revisiting the drafting of Bryce Young and everything that unraveled in Charlotte this year that I think might be a good warning sign or a good warning read for the team picking first in the draft tonight.
I like this.
One
foretelling doom?
Potential nice. Big similarity between Bryce Young and Caleb Williams that Chicago should look out for. And then, quite honestly, I'm glad the Texans didn't have to deal with this past season. That is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.